Pete Franks, lead flight director. Pete, would you summarize the preparations for Apollo 14 and how you feel about the overall mission?
Okay, our preparations for Apollo 14 have been a little bit different than previous flights, primarily because of the time between missions. We, as you know, we flew Apollo 13 back in the spring, and we've been some 9 months now between 14 and 13. We felt that this was a long enough period that we ought to train a little bit differently this time, and we actually have run in some proficiency training exercises earlier in the fall, which normally we don't do. And this is just to fill in this gap of time there between flights. Now, the actual mission preparation in the last 2 or 3 months prior to the mission has been very similar than we've done before. Mm-hmm.
Would you enumerate the particular planned mission? Would you enumerate the things that are different in Apollo 14 than in the original 13 plan?
Okay, there's not a great deal of things that are different. However, as you're aware, there are some. Let's see, starting with the period in lunar orbit prior to landing, this time we plan to use the command and service module to bring the entire vehicle down to a low altitude. This is somewhat different. So the lunar module will be landing from a lower orbit this time. It saves propellant. The EVA time periods on the lunar surface will be a little longer. On Apollo 14, we hope to be able to go up to 5 hours on each of the EVAs. Now, we may not be able to do that, but that's what we hope to do. The rendezvous following the EVAs will be shorter this time. We plan to accomplish the rendezvous in one orbit, and this is about one orbit less than we have ever done before. The period in lunar orbit following rendezvous we have cut, decreased to just that's essential toward preparing for the Earth return portion of the trajectory. We're not staying an extra day in lunar orbit this time following the lunar rendezvous. Mm-hmm. So that the total mission duration is approximately 1 day shorter than we've had before. We have a 9-day mission this time.
Mm-hmm. Now, all of the flight directors, you are lead flight director, and with you this time, as I understand it, will be men we've heard from before, Milton Windler and Gerald Griffin, as the other flight direction team. Is that it?
That's correct. That's right.
And I guess somewhere along the way we'll hear from the men farther up the line, Gene Kranz and Chris Kraft and Sid Schoberg.
I'm sure you will, yes.
Okay. Good luck on the conduct of the mission, Pete Franks.
Thank you very much, Rhett.
This is Rhett Turner in Houston.